Social media sites are bending under pressure to crack down on hateful content, and much of it happens to be political. Reddit has purged a popular pro-Trump forum called The Donald. The streaming site Twitch also temporarily banned a campaign account for President Trump, accusing it of hateful conduct. Meanwhile, more advertisers are joining a boycott, pushing Facebook to step up its policing of violent and inflammatory speech. Let's bring in Casey Newton, Silicon Valley editor at The Verge. Hi, Casey.
Hi there, Peter.
Hey, so let's start with Reddit. This was a big move that a lot of people had been calling for a while now. What was banned? Is this hate speech, or is it political speech, or all of the above?
It is not political speech, and it is supposed to be mostly hate speech. What happened is that Reddit, which had maybe the shortest list of rules of any of the big social platforms, basically did a full rewrite and introduced a new rule number one that said you have to acknowledge the humanity of everyone else on the service, and you're not allowed to treat them as less than you if they're different from you. And under that new rubric, they went in and banned about 2,000 communities, most of which were almost totally inactive or had very few members. Mm-hmm. But a couple of them, including The Donald, were some of the most notorious subreddits that had ever been created.
And what kind of content was on The Donald?
Well, it began as a place for supporters of the then candidate Donald Trump to gather, but it quickly attracted an extreme fringe right-wing audience that posted a lot of hate speech, racism, and incitements to violence. And so for Reddit, it has long been a subject that they were afraid to touch. And so a lot of folks were surprised yesterday when they finally removed it.
Yeah, this had been on Reddit's radar for a while. Why did they finally take the extra step of getting rid of it?
You know, it's a good question. I do think that this month's Black Lives Matter protests seem to have made a strong impression on them. I talked to the CEO, Steve Huffman, and he said that that had accelerated their timeline for crafting some new rules that created a Reddit that was a little bit closer in line to their values. I think that the old Reddit sort of believed in free speech above all else, but over time they came to see how enabling one kind of free speech, which is to say racism and incitement to violence, wound up driving away a lot of other speech that they would much rather host. And so he said that for him, it had sort of been an evolution of his thinking.
Now, another platform that we mentioned, Twitch, also temporarily took a Trump campaign account down after flagging it for hateful conduct. And again, you spoke with a representative of that company who said that Twitch does not make exceptions for political or newsworthy content. Talk about that, because this could be seen as a jab at Facebook, which has been under pressure to fact check political ads and do more about the hate speech on its platform.
Yeah, I mean, this is a really interesting one, because the video that Trump was broadcasting was his 2015 campaign kickoff rally, which was, of course, widely carried by lots of mainstream news networks. But this was the rally where he famously said Mexican immigrants are rapists,
right.
Which, you know, is extremely offensive, but was carried by a lot of the major news networks. And so it was somewhat surprising that just re-airing a broadcast that had originally aired in 2015 led Twitch to say, you know what, we don't want that on our site, get rid of it. So I would definitely say that that was among the more surprising of the temporary bans that came down yesterday.
Is that going to alienate conservatives or supporters of the president who say, look, this was in the public purview, this is a campaign rally?
Well, I mean, I think it's a fair question to say how much influence do you want to have these unaccountable networks to have over political speech, right? There are only so many of them. And if they say this kind of political speech isn't allowed, you know, maybe that just sort of chills speech overall. At the same time, I think most people do not want to be on social networks that are full of racist content, hate speech, and incitements to violence. And if you're building a business, I think it's sort of fair to say, hey, you know, get off our property with that sort of thing. If you want to talk like that, you know, amongst you and your friends, that's fine. But we're not going to provide you a platform and amplify that kind
right.
of speech.
Right. Go on the street corner if you want to say that.
Exactly.
Look, let's talk about Facebook for a second, because big iconic brands across the world are saying no more to Facebook. Unilever, Verizon, Starbucks, Coca-Cola, among the brands that have said they're going to pull ads from the site, saying they want Facebook to do more policing of its content. And look, there are critics who think these companies are either overstepping or maybe going a little too far. But you write in The Verge that the Facebook boycott advertisers have the right company here, but the wrong diagnosis. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think they're right to identify Facebook as an incredibly powerful force that probably needs some regulation. I just don't think that hate speech is necessarily the issue here. Facebook already bans hate speech, and it already removes a ton of hate speech. The issue is it's just so big that even if it fails to remove 1% of the hate speech that's on its servers, that means that there are still thousands and thousands of pieces of bad content up on the site. So I think if that's the problem that you want to solve on Facebook, you just have to start with how big it is and how it's kind of muscled out so much of its competition. And that's the thing that ultimately would shrink the problem.
That's Casey Newton, Silicon Valley editor at The Verge. Casey, thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me.